All right, then, I guess it's time to start this business up, huh, Peppa? Yes, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the very, very Dubious Goals Committee. I'm sitting here on my floor with a blanket between my legs, and somebody's sitting here on the blanket, and it's a kitty. Guess what kitty it is? It's Peppa. Hi, babies. So Peppa is sitting here doing cat business. She's pawing at the blanket. She's licking the blanket. And she's just generally being weird after running around and following me around for the last 15 minutes. Yes, that's you. Yeah, we got up, I got up maybe, 45 minutes ago, and then the kitty got up shortly thereafter, and I went up to eat my breakfast. Well, that's not exactly how it went down. We're going to get into that in a minute. But I was walking around in the house, and I had a kitty following me, yanging at me, saying, yang, yang, yang. And somebody went to the door thinking, oh, maybe if I stand by the door and make yangy noises, I'll go outside. No, there's no kitties going outside today. And so I had to change all the kitty water. I had to put fresh water in the kitty cup. And I had to put fresh water in the kitty bowl downstairs. And so now we're just hanging out. She kept yanging and flopping at me, trying to get me to pay attention to the kitty. And now I am. Oh, yeah, look at your squinty-eyed face. Oh, who's so squinty? Yeah, you gotta do face scratches. Oh, rub up a kitty face. It's so fun. Yes. Okay, so who's a good kitty? This is a good kitty right here. All right, so, what am I doing? Got a couple of things here. Dealing with the cat. Watching... I don't recognize this film on TCM. And I'm, technically speaking, I'm waiting for a game to come on. I don't know where to start. In Champions League. You've heard me talk about Champions League. And when I say Champions League, I do mean the UEFA Champions League and not, you know, the CONMEBOL Champions League or the CONCACAF Champions League. I speak, of course, of the UEFA Champions League. This is the European Confederation. And usually, how do I put this? I'll keep it simple. Usually it doesn't start until the middle of September. And that's when all the games are televised. It's sort of the official tournament begins in September, but there are lots of qualifying games and playoff games, you know, to enter the tournament, and usually these don't get put on TV. And the way it usually works is not one network gets all the football. So whichever network has like the English Premier League, the other network will have the Champions League, and that's, you know, true again this year with NBC owning the rights to do the Champions League, and Fox has the rights to NBC has the rights to the English Premier League, Fox has the rights to the Champions League, and Fox also has the rights to the Bundesliga for that matter, but that's neither here nor there. Because the new thing that's happening this year is that somebody is broadcasting some of the Champions League setup games, the playoffs, the qualifying games. And this network is TNT, which is owned by Ted Turner, which I thought... Yeah, no. Yeah, I think it's... Yeah. And so this is unusual that some of these qualifying games are being played, and there's one on today. So I'm like, yay! So happy! Because there's not enough football, which is weird because I never check Channel 36 for football, but now I have to do it, and blah, blah, blah. And that game comes on here in a while. And what's this cat doing? My cat is trying to bury her nose under my ankle. Are you trying to hide under my foot? It's not working. This cat is being wacky noodles. You're a wacky kitty. Cats are wacky. Isn't that the truth? Yes, it is. So basically, I'm waiting for football to come on TV. Hooray! And I got a couple of other TV shows I want to watch that are on tonight. And suddenly my eye is doing that weird thing. This happened yesterday too. My left eye just gets super itchy. And now I have to rub it. It's making me crazy. Now, has this got something to do with allergies? Is it because I'm petting my cat right now? Or is it because I'm kind of dehydrated? I haven't been drinking enough lately. But regardless, here we go with the itchy, watery eye business again. Oh, what are you doing, Peppa? Oh, did your kitty claw get stuck in the blanket? This is always entertaining. Here, let me help you. There you go. That's a good baby. All right. And my sinuses are a little bit weird. And my soft palate tastes like maple syrup. And I think there's maple syrup in my sinuses. There might be maple syrup in my nose. You know how people always talk about, oh, it made me laugh so hard milk came out of my nose. Right? Because, you know, it happened to everyone when we were kids. You're in school at lunch drinking milk and somebody does something funny and the next thing you know you're laughing and milk squirts out your nose. Well, that happened to me today. Okay, there goes Pippa. Pippa's gonna go do some stuff, so we can change positions. Ah, yeah. Whew, take some strain off my hip there. So anyway, this morning I laughed so hard that maple syrup came out of my nose. Well, not quite, not really. But I think I did force some maple syrup up into my sinuses. Because I got done eating well over half an hour ago and I could still taste maple syrup. Let's drink some tea. Good tea, nice and cold. Oh wait, before I go on, God damn it. Before I go on, we need to check the Weather Channel here. I was glad to be able to run out to Herrenhaven yesterday. Am I going to be able to do that today? No, doesn't look like it. It's already 74. It's super humid. We're not doing anything. It's going to get hotter. All right. So, what made me laugh? What made me laugh so hard that I almost forced maple syrup to come out of my nose? I'm just giggling, thinking about it again. Well, allow me to tell you. Last night, well after midnight, I emailed my old friend Boop, or Booper, because we were talking about something, and then I realized that I had not yet told him that I got a new guitar. And so I just pretty much wrote him a one-line email that says, oh, by the way, I got a new guitar about a week ago. Totally unexpected. It was an unexpected guitar. And I sent that email off, and then And then I sat down in front of the TV. This is about 1:30 a.m. Just to watch some TV and get ready to go to bed. Terror of Mechagodzilla was on again, so I was watching Godzilla in the middle of the night, one of my favorite things to do ever. So anyway, this morning I went up to the kitchen. Well, actually, yeah, no, I guess it was morning. It was about 10 minutes before noon. I went up into the kitchen. I put my waffles in the toaster, getting my tea ready. When my waffles were ready, I went downstairs and sat in front of my computer to check my email. And I had a response from Booper. So I opened up his email, and this was his response to, "I got a new guitar, blah, blah, blah." And this is what made me laugh so hard. I opened up the email, and all it said was, "Can you play Personal Jesus yet?" Oh my God, don't make me laugh. Don't laugh, don't laugh. All right, now I realize that to probably everyone, that's not funny. Can you play Personal Jesus yet? Now, this is funny because this is a long-standing running inside joke that we have between ourselves. And it goes back to the mid to late 90s. So about 20 years ago. And this is, I'm trying to think, when did Personal Jesus come out? That was like 1989 or 1990. And so we were talking about this in about 98, 97, 98, 99, somewhere right around there. And one day we were hanging out and I was telling him, we were vaguely considering forming a band. We were talking about starting up another band. And I was sort of, I was the instigator of this. I was into this idea. It's like, okay, let's start another band. And he was a little hesitant because he had gotten rid of most of his equipment and he hadn't been doing anything in music for a while. And so I was sort of trying to talk him into it, trying to get him enthusiastic about the idea. And while we were talking about it, he said, well, if we do this, if we start this band, we're going to have to play Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode. And that really kind of wasn't the direction I wanted to go in for this band. And I said, oh, dude, I don't know. Depeche Mode, come on. He's like, no, we have to do it. And I said, well, why is this? And so he went on this like 10-minute diatribe about how all girls like Depeche Mode. And yes, this is a gross generalization, but in our personal experiences, we know this to be true because we used to have, when we were in other bands, girls would come up, play Depeche Mode, blah, blah, blah. You know, get all this stuff, right? And by the time we were talking about this, the song Personal Jesus had come and gone, but was still kind of huge, you know. And yeah, people loved that song. That was a very, very popular song for Depeche Mode. And blah, blah, blah. Since we're basically in the music business to get chicks, and all chicks love Depeche Mode, we have to play some Depeche Mode. And that's, you know, the automatic chick magnet. That's the panty dropper. And, of course, Personal Jesus was the Depeche Mode of song of choice at the time. And it's, you know, instantly recognizable and everybody's going to go nuts and stuff and blah, blah, blah. Well, needless to say, this band didn't come together that I was trying to form, and that's okay. But me and Booper would still joke about the song Personal Jesus. And don't get me wrong, I like the song, it's pretty good, and blah, blah, blah. And so for a few years there, you know, it was kind of this weird inside joke where, you know, the only reason anybody does this song is to get chicks, because all chicks love Depeche Mode. And this goes on for a while. Then, you know, like 6, 7, or 8 years later, Depeche Mode's Personal Jesus gets super famous again, because by this time other people have started to cover the song. And so we're hearing lots of versions of Depeche Mode's Personal Jesus. And then, to make things worse, who decides to make a cover of Depeche Mode and chart it? Johnny Cash. Okay. Johnny Cash, in his last album, his little comeback album, or whatever you want to call it, he does Personal Jesus, and the world goes crazy for it. Right? Remember the first time you heard Personal Jesus by Johnny Cash? Yeah, you probably do. It was that big of a deal. All right, so. The fact that suddenly Johnny Cash is doing this has made this super cool to common people. So now the joke between me and Booper is all chicks love Johnny Cash, because now Johnny Cash is playing Depeche Mode songs. And, you know, Booper's reaction, I remember him emailing me about this, and it was just the word dumb repeated about 50 times. Dumb, 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 dumb. Oh, yeah. And so after that, after Johnny Cash did the whole Personal Jesus thing, the joke took a turn. Yeah, and it became kind of malicious in the sense that, oh, it's so dumb because everybody knows that all girls love Depeche Mode, and so Personal Jesus has become this song that has sort of lost something just because so many people do it. And everybody loved the Johnny Cash thing, and people who hated Johnny Cash up until then suddenly loved Johnny Cash. Oh, well, Johnny Cash is so great. It's like, God damn, are you kidding me? So anywho, the joke sort of took a turn, and I don't know what this means necessarily, but if we ever were to hear that somebody is learning to play guitar, or somebody says, oh, I'm taking guitar lessons, blah, 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 then you ask them, can you play Personal Jesus yet? Because the only reason anybody's learning to play guitar now is so that they can be cool like Johnny Cash and play Personal Jesus and get all the girls, because all girls love Depeche Mode. And the truth of the matter is, okay, well, before I go on, when did Johnny Cash do that? That was the early 2000s. That was about 15 years ago. 2004, somewhere around there, maybe. 2005, I can't really remember. But it's not critical, because now here we are 13 years later. And I haven't actually heard Personal Jesus in a while, and I haven't heard the Johnny Cash version in a while. And I haven't really discussed this with Booper for at least 10 years, so I haven't I haven't heard the joke in quite a while. So this morning, when I opened up my email and I saw that line, can you play Personal Jesus yet? I just laughed so hard. Because in a way, he's telling me, oh, you suck for getting a guitar. But, you know, I can be excused because I did not pay for this guitar. I did not seek out a guitar. A guitar was thrust upon me. And so, this is jokingly, he did this. This is like a triple level of comedy here for us. But boy, he got me good. Can you play Personal Jesus yet? And you know, now that I think about it, I don't know. Can I play Personal Jesus? Well, maybe we should find out. All right, kids, here we go. A Dubious Goals Committee special exclusive. Can Tobe play Personal Jesus on his guitar yet? So let's grab the guitar. It's right over here. And where's my metal slide? Here it is. And what we'll do here is what? How am I going to do this? Sit over here on the futon. I got the guitar. Maybe I should tune that. No, that's close enough. I hope MJT's not listening. Because I'm not going to tune my guitar. Okay, I still have my guitar tuned to open E, obviously. And so I guess we're going to play this in the key of E. Do I know how to play Personal Jesus? No, I don't. How does that riff go? Dun 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 dun. Let's see, so that's all of like three notes. There's an octave in there. So, oh, this should be pretty easy to play on a guitar tuned like this. So that's something like this. Where am I going to put that microphone? There we go. Yeah, okay. So we'll put the slide on. That's not my slide. I just put the damn slide in my pocket. Where did it go? God damn it. I thought I'd put it. Oh, here it is. No, I put it right here. Okay, so Personal Jesus. It sounds something like this. Wait, what finger do I want my slide on? There we go. Oops. Gotta find a better place to do this because I can't. I'm trying to play with the microphone on my knees and this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So we're gonna move this over here. This is not quite the album version. This is the blues, the dirty blues version. Oops. So yeah, so that's the basic riff. Thank you.
Dick-a-da-check-a-da-dick-a-da-check.
Yeah, so that was a through-the-air recording, so I realized that wasn't very loud. But there you have it. Hold on a second. What time signature is that in? Is that... I'm going to have to listen to the song. I'm not sure how that goes, you know? Your own... Piece of cake. Yeah, that's nothing. No problem. So the answer to today's humorous question is yes. Yes, I can play personal Jesus. And I found it to be extraordinarily simple in an open-tuned guitar. So what does this mean? It means that Depeche Mode may have cheated and played an open-tuned guitar. I would like to thank Martin Gore, however, for writing such a great song and for helping guys get chicks everywhere, because all chicks love Depeche Mode. But still, I have to wag my finger at Martin Gore and old Dave and say, what were you guys thinking, kicking out Vince Clark? Look how depressing you guys became. Ah, good tea. Mm-hmm. Now I'm wondering, gee, can I play personal Jesus on my bouzouki? That could be tough, because the octaves are in a different place. If I tuned my bouzouki down to G, D, A, D, sort of drop D for bouzouki, I could play it no problem, because that octave is in a good place. But if it's... How am I going to... You know what? I'm going to have to go try it. Well, I guess I'm not going to try it on the air. I'll try it before the game starts here. See what happens. But if you, my loyal listeners, would like to learn how to play Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode on some kind of instrument, contact me personally. I will teach you how to play Depeche Mode so you can get all the chicks. Or all the guys. Whoever you are most interested in having sex with, I can show you how to attract sexual partners by playing Depeche Mode on any instrument. Why? Because I'm your friend. Who am I? My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, the Dubious Personal Jesus Committee. And I gotta go watch my football, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
What the fuck?